بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we're reading from the kitab, a treatise on the principles of tasawwuf. Usulul Wusul, the principles of reaching Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We began the section, the code of conduct for the Salikin. The Salikin, those are treading the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, was the code of conduct, how they should carry themselves out so they get maximum benefit from their dhikr, from their ma'amulat, from companionship, suhbat. So how they can make the best of it. So number 14, the anwar. Anwar is the plural of nur. Nur means effulgence, light. So the anwar, the effulgences that are manifested during adhkar and ashghal. These are all terms used in tasawwuf. Adhkar, ashghal. Adhkar refers to our dhikr that we make, ashghal, spiritual exercises. Only dhikr, Quran tilawat, salah, all these are part of the spiritual exercises that a person he takes up. So the anwar and the nur, the effulgences that are manifested during adhkar and ashghal, and which tend to draw and captivate the salik. And when you make a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is involved in salah, Quran tilawat, sometime in the bayan, so the nur that captivates the heart. So those effulgences which tend to draw and captivate the salik due to the attraction inherent in them, are in reality entities that are mani'u al-wusul ila al-maqsood al-haqiqi. Now remember, he feels this light, the nur is coming to the heart. And he feels light, he feels easy to do amal now. What basically we call josh. So that little boost is there. And now it's very easy for him, he's crying, the tears just flow. So they say the reality of this is that it is a mani'u al-wusul ila al-maqsood al-haqiqi. What does it mean? These are obstacles. These conditions are obstacles preventing. You better bring the shoes inside. Brothers can bring the shoes inside. Just few brothers can So Hadhrat says that this type of effulgences that a person experiences during dhikr and during ashghal, these are in reality obstacles preventing one reaching the true objective. That a person now feels these are realities, that I'm going to feel like this all the time. This is not the barakat of zikr, the barakat of amal. So he lives into this fantasy world. Because these are actually obstacles of reaching the maqsood. The maqsood is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, but now he feels, now I'm seeing farishtas and I'm seeing light coming out. And here commonly, Christians also, we saw the light. Right, we saw the light. So they think that the light now is some object to reach, some objective of life. And the whole life comes out in that. So for a person, salik also, these types of nur will come into the heart, but that's not the objective. The salik should not incline towards these in the least. The maqsood is Allah. That haqiqat of Allah must come, and the haqiqat of Allah, the reality of Allah coming in the heart, is substitute, is to be subservient to Allah, to servitude. That is annihilation completely. Not just now to live on these type of feelings. Whether I feel or I don't feel, I'm still doing for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Haji Imdadullah Mahaji Makki rahmatullah alayhi, who was the Shaykh of the Thani rahmatullah alayhi, the Murshid of my Murshid. He says, the Shaykh of my Shaykh states that the veils of light are more intense than the veils of darkness. Like you find a person, he is completely in dunya. And then he goes 4 months in the path of Allah. And now he feels like he's flying now. What an experience this is now. Then he thinks, Ya Allah, what was I doing all these years? sitting in the business, and I thought really I was in deen, but it was only dunya. Now I realize Allah is controlling the whole business. Everything in the hands of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah se hota hai. Ghair Allah se kuch nahi hota hai. And this thing is, so this nur, as it says that the veils of light are more intense than the veils of darkness, that veils of darkness is removed now. Now is the veil, is the parda of nur. Now when the parda of nur comes, now he just got the first parda of his nur, but it's actually a parda. Now, to progress in the path of suluk, you have to remove all his pardas. And you have to get to the one that is absolute truth, which is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, al-haqqul mubeen. Allah is haqq, who is completely manifest. So these are veils of nur. So what he feels now, that this, I got it now. Now I'm out of this dhoka of dunya. And this is where I'm supposed to be, and this is everything. This is not everything. It's only the first veil of nur. Shouldn't be that you're stuck in it. One way Hazrat explains this also, he gives the example of Allama Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. I can close the side door. So Allama Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, he gives the example, Hazrat explains in this way, that we find a child starts going to maktab from the age of 5, 6 years old, goes to maktab till 12, 13. So already 6, 7 years in maktab. Then he goes to hibs class, another 6 years there, 4 years, 3 years to do hibs, 2 years door, so 6 years here, another 6 years here, 12 years. Then from there now, so all the time is going up. Then he goes to darum, becomes an alim, another 6, 7 years. How many years now? 18 years. So 18, 19 years he's spending all in this, and he feels this is the objective. Knowing my kitabs, tafsir, nahu, sarf, all the different sciences in sharia. Now that's it. And he just enjoys it like that. So Hazrat gives the example, Allama Rumi Rahmat says, is like that ant that climbs a grapevine. So it climbs, it's a long climb, it goes up, finally it reaches the first leaf. All this time it was looking on the ground, eating like, what do you say, scraps. Climbed up and he could smell the fragrance of this grapevine is something different. And as he's going higher, the scent is getting stronger. Till he comes to the leaf. Oh, what a scent this is, subhanallah. And he takes the first bite on the juicy leaf. He says, this is like Jannat. This is like Jannat. And now, with relish. Is that rushing also now? Take time. There's enough time now. I'll take my whole life for these few leaves over here. Whole life will come out. And then enjoy myself. And that little ant now, entire life, he just enjoys himself on that leaf only, the juicy leaf of the grapevine. So Hazrat says, if only that ant had one Sheikh Kamil, and told that ant, don't waste your time on the leaf, the grape is a little bit higher. You take a bite of the grape, and subhanAllah, the juice will go through your body, and say, wow, where this came from, subhanAllah. This is now Jannat al-Firdaus. But the whole life came out there. They saw too with that student of Deen, he came up and said, you know, this is a different level of Noor. Then he came to first year Alim course. And then he did the fiqh kitabs and hadith. And then he went to second, he said, wow, this is even better. Till he comes, now he's doing qirat also, sabah qirat, ashara qirat. And now he's really enjoying it. Then he qualifies there, they're putting a turban for him, getting certificate. He said, hey, this is, I'm going to qirat. Then he starts hadith sharif, he said, now I'm going to hadith sharif now. That's a different flavor, different color altogether. Then he goes to Tafsir al-Jalalain, Tafsir al-Baydawi, all different committees of Quran. She says, oh, one ayat is so deep. And now he qualifies. He says, I know Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmizi, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, all his kitab. This is now, this is life. No, these are only the sciences. All these sciences indicate towards the creator of the sciences. Because Hakim Sahib Rahimullah mentioned, the tafsir, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is all aware of the designs of your eyes. So he mentioned in the clip that I was on Safar also. And I'm thinking, why Allah Ta'ala uses this word over here, يَسْنَعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is all aware of what you manufacture. Whereas looking at haram things is also an action, it's a fi'l, it's an action, it's an amal. But Allah Ta'ala didn't say يَعْمَلُونَ, يَفْعَلُونَ, he said يَسْنَعُونَ. So he says, I was on Safar, so there was no tafsir kitab that I could check. But the revealer of Quran and creator of tafsir was with me. So I just turned to him. Now this was Now understand, one is the Noor of Tafsir. Now hitting is stuck there, says now the parda of Noor of Tafsir is there when I go home, I'll check it up. Says, no, no. I went direct to the reveal of Quran Sharif. That's now the maqsood. And Allah Ta'ala put the tafsir in my heart. The entire commentary came into my heart. And I mentioned it. When I went back home, I opened Ruhul Ma'ani, Alama Alusi's tafsir. And whatever Allah Ta'ala put in my heart, exactly the same thing was there. Whole tafsir was there. He said, because the Khaliq was with me. The Khaliq was with me. The tafsir was at home. So he bypassed all his paradas and veils of Noor and go direct to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this is Hazrat is saying now, the Haji Imdadullah Mahaji Makki Rahmatul Ali, the Shaykh of my Shaykh, the Murshid of my Murshid, states that the veils of light are more intense than the veils of darkness. So veils of darkness can be ripped away very quickly. One i'tikaf, one program, one gush, 1 4 months. For life now, he came out from that darkness, he understood something different of life. But it shouldn't be that he's stuck there now. That I got to Leah now and he feels that this is it now. Alright, I'm on top of my game. No, there's no this. As Hakim Sahab says, this is such a samandar, such an ocean where there's no sahil. There's no shore to it. You'll carry on swimming and the waters just get better and better and better. You enjoy it even more. So don't get stuck here now, just in that one parda, that one veil of Noor, remove it and move ahead. So you reach Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and that too, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's Noor, we cannot even fathom. The code number 15, one should not become depressed at the objections and criticisms of claims made by opponents. They might tell you something, what's all this about? Oh, about your Shaykh, oh, about the Khanka, oh, about the Satis. Now they say all these things. And in Jamaat, they say that Hamare kaam ke andar tanqees nahi hai, tanqeed nahi hai, tahqeer nahi hai. They say in our work of effort of da'wat and tabligh, there's no tahqeer, there will belittle anybody. Tanqees nahi hai. We don't look down on anyone. Or tanqeed nahi hai, there's no criticizing. Ya Allah ka kaam hai. This is the effort of deen, this. Effort of deen. So, yes, there'll be a problem in the person involved in the effort. Like a boy in madrasa. Now, if he does something wrong, you can't run down the madrasa. Yeah, she got the madrasa. It's not about the madrasa. It's about the individual. But we know people very quickly to talk. Right? They run down the institution, or the masjid, or so and so. But that person has a problem. Nothing got to do with the institution. They're trying the best. So, do not become, so one should not become depressed at the objections and criticisms of claims made by opponents. And this is our calm also. This is our calm also, that which one is better than the other. We'll never know. We'll never know. The Talib Rahmatullah Ali says to one of the Malfuzat, somebody came into the majlis, and Haji Imdadullah Mahaji Makki was there, Rahmatullah Ali, or it was the Tanwi, one of the Mashayikh. So he sat down and he began to think, now between Hazrat Tanwi and Hafiz Zamin Shaheed, who's on a higher level? Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So it was in his majlis, very clearly. So who's on a higher level between these two buzruks? So Haji Sahib picked it up. Allah Ta'ala opened his heart. He said, don't waste your time. Allah is not going to ask you that. Allah is going to ask you what you're doing. Are you progressing or not? Now you know, discuss now, you know, who's a bigger buzruk? Whether this one, whether that one. So who you feel is a buzruk in your heart, you must follow him and you must progress. Is it your job now to grade anybody? And then also, subhanAllah, our kabir, see how they remove all these pardas and these veils of Noor, which we feel is Noor. Somebody came to Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and asked him also, Haji Sahib, I'm compiling a kitab of all the karamats and the miracles of yourself and other akabir, etc. So if you know anyone, please. He said, but don't waste your time in all these things. Don't waste your time in compiling kitabs and karamats. It's of no benefit to anybody. It's no benefit to anybody. It's not going to make anybody's islah. But people, they like these things. People kind of ask. People ask questions now. And they say there's no objective to it. Like people can ask now, are dinosaurs real? It was there before dinosaurs. But it will affect your iman, whether you know or you don't know. But they're doing research into it, about dinosaurs, etc., what kind they were. People taking out their life looking for fossils, the archaeologists, etc. Their life is coming out, non-objective. But their life is coming out in it. We want to get to the creator of the dinosaur. But their life is coming out, stuck over there, and they feel now some achievement it was. some achievement it was. With this Awakabir, they remove all this thing, get to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Person Allah is gonna, he's gonna make some claims against whether a sheikh, whether some murid, whether this, yes, is something really to sort out, then a person has to listen to it and has to sort it out. In fact, such opposition should be attributed to the lack of knowledge. Person made some criticism. Yes, it was now, what do you call it? Good criticism?
Constructive.
Constructive criticism, differently. And Hazrat also asked, our own Hazrat also, after every program, Islahi Jalsa, then Hazrat will say, if there's anything, the brothers can contribute, email us, tell us, is there any better way that we can do things, right? Whether the feeding, whether the hosting. So every time Hazrat says, this is part of the Sunnah also, that he can now advise us how to do it better the next time. Itikaf every has a mix alan also. That's now constructive criticism. But if the person unnecessarily is very habit full of negativity, everything now he sees, like one person came to one of the akabir, he went to Nizamuddin, and he was giving his car guzari to one of the seniors. He said, Hazrat, I went there. He went to Nizamuddin, and hey, the toilets and the bathrooms and the sleeping area, the grime and the dirt. So the alim asked him, he says, we didn't see anything good over there. Then I started thinking now. But in those stigmas of his, showed the amount of pride in him, that may bohat safu, I am very clean. Everything was dirty. But if you really saw your heart, it was more dirty than all that filth and dirt. Then Hazrat mentioned on that, now the Thani Rahman says, some people's tabiat is like that, unfortunately. You put them in a rose garden also, they'll dig under the rose tree looking for the filth and the dirt. And then they'll smell. So he likens this to the khinzir and the pig. Pig you put in the rose garden, it won't go smell the roses. You go dig underneath there. It was the smell of the fertilizer, the manure. There it'll sit. Ah, this is nice. They say, shouldn't be that we also become like that. Everywhere we go, there's only dirt. It was so dirty, it was like this, like that, etc. There was some good there also. You took some benefit at least. People go to madrasas also. Oh, it was like this, it was like that, it was like this. But you didn't hear the Quran and Hadith Sharif. You couldn't. That was now bigger than everything. The pull in that was bigger than everything. But like, I feel I'm cleaner than the toilet and bathroom. Then you can imagine now how dirty the heart is. All right? Because Shah Abdul Quddus rahmatullah alayh, when he passed away, then he left behind one son. And so that son, he saw my father got so many murids. Yacha kaam hai. This is some good job this now. I'll sit on the same chair as my father and I can just dictate one way. So the Shah Abdul Quddus, he had one of his khalifas was in Baghdad or somewhere. So he heard that Sheikh son took over the khanka. But he was never in the khanka. He was always out. Never had nothing to do with the khanka. But now he took the kursi. He made this a business. So he sent a message to him. He says, very good you took over it, but just come a little while by me also. Just do some training, some zikr, some shagal. Then, by all means. So he came. And his father's khalifa was at a high level. When he saw him, his style, his way, and everything, he said, oh, this boy now is full of himself. Full of himself, so he put him on toilet duty. That was the norm that time. And as it says, through the toilet duty entailed that you clean the midnight soil. Ajib was midnight soil, meaning the feces, midnight soil. That time was bucket system. They put him on that duty. And when you get involved in that duty, your existence becomes that smell also. So Khairi put him on that duty. The boy went, he did it, etc. Right? Filling buckets, carrying on your back, going offloading, coming back again. That a nice job. So after some time, he wanted to test him. That whether he still feels he's superior to the feces or inferior. Because to become the friend of Allah, you have to annihilate yourself completely. So he told the Khadima and the attendant of the Khanka that I'm going to call this boy, I'm going to speak to him. So you must pass here carrying a bucket of midnight soil and just act it out like you slipped and you tripped and you drop it on him. So she did that. Oh, and he flared up. And he flared up. And the words came out. She said, he's still full of himself. That is a veil of darkness now. He might have thought now, hey, I'm doing big, look at this, what I'm doing, cleaning the butt night salt for everybody. So I'm a bigger buzruk than all of them. They won't even do this. Now when it fell on him, oh, now the reality came out. So he showed now, although that was filth and dirt, but see the filth that came out from your heart and through your tongue. Then he said, no, he's not ready as yet. Put him back on duty. Then the boy persevered with sincerity to get himself out of his own hut. Then the second time, tested him again, and the Khadima came, and she did this, dropped it on him. He didn't even turn back to look at her. Because immediately he thought, Ya Allah, I am even more filthy than this feces also. This is what I deserve. Hasan Basir rahmatullahi, it was him ghaliban, when he was going for Salat al-Jum'ah, all dressed up, had a ghusl and bath, with his murids is walking. And when he passed a block of flats, and the old lady upstairs, she opened it, and she emptied the bin, full of ashes, all fell onto him. And now he's absolutely dirty. Just had a shower now, clean kurta, going for Jum'ah, whole entourage with him. And he looked up and he said, Alhamdulillah. So then the murid asked him, Hazrat, you're so messed up, you're saying Alhamdulillah, how come? He says, the reality is, see how alert he was. He says, the reality was that instead of ashes falling on me, fire should have fallen me and finished me off. Allah Pakuli said, ashes. The fire should have come and finished me, the amount of pride I have in my heart. So I thank Allah, Ya Allah, you only sent ashes. You didn't send the fire for me. And instantly, one buzruk also was going for Salatul Eid, all dressed up, everything, and to pass over a river. Pass over a river, and the river should be full of feces, complete muck and dirt. So when he came on that bridge, it was a narrow bridge. As he put his foot onto it, from that side, a dog also came. Now, it wasn't possible for both of them to walk on the bridge. So he's telling that dog, like how he chased the dog, like, get off the bridge. But the dog is still coming. And now he's making sounds and shouting at the dog. Then Allah Ta'ala gave the dog the power of speech. And the dog told him that I'll do you a favor and I'll walk on the bridge and you go through the feces. So he said, why should I? He said, because if I give you away and you pass over this bridge, you will think you're superior to me. You will think that you are better than me because I'm a kutta, I'm a dog. So the seven oceans of the world won't be enough to wash the pride out of your heart. But if you go through the feces, only your clothes will get filthy and dirty, but your heart will get cleaned. You just take a bath after that, and you'll be back and pure again. So you get pure with the water and with the feces, and you realize that you are inferior to me, your heart will become pure and clean. That I was in a dog also. So he realizes from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In that way his heart got cleaned out. So in fact such a position should be attributed to their lack of knowledge. That the person doesn't understand. That's why he's talking like this. Right? Whether he's got some ishkal, whether he's got some criticism about the khanka, or about this, about that. And we at the same time also, doesn't mean I'm coming khanka. Like, look at the jamaat guys, what they're doing now. They need to make the islah also. Right? They have to go also sit in the khanka. They must get a sheikh also. Tell them, get the sheikh. They tell you, but we bear to the calm. We only took bear to the effort of the bliq. That's enough for our islah. He really believes that Allah will make his islah. Remember islah, murabbi haqiqi, musliha haqiqi. The one that makes tarbiyat haqiqatan in reality. The one that reforms you in reality is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But Allah has a system also. Yes. If you go in the path of Allah with real talab and desire for islah, Allah Ta'ala will put sa'atis in your jama'at to make your islah also. So they will come there, and then that is the highest form of islah, ulama say. The highest form of wilayat, a friendship of Allah, is that you mix with the common people and you take all the criticism and all the nakhras and all the habits and everything, and you're still smiling. Still smiling, still making the ikram, making the khidmat, rubbing the head, rubbing the feet, and feeding them. He says, now your islah will get me to the highest level. Not that you go into the jungles, into the mountains, say, I can't tolerate all of this. There's also one type of wilayat and ibadat. But this is the highest form. Staying with people, you refined, and now he's not refined. Doesn't know how to eat, doesn't know how to sit in the talim also, and now you're getting irritated. But you got shafqat and muhabbat for the makhluk. Ya Allah, change him also. Ya Allah, teach him also. There's the highest form of wilayat. The wisdom underlying this teaching is the fact that to incline one's attention towards such opposition now to listen to it and to be inclined towards this type of opposition and to be preoccupied with substantiating one's point of view and answering to them is opposed to treading the path. Don't get involved in this thing. They got something to say. But Ilyasam Rahmatullah, subhanAllah, people used to come with ishkal upon ishkal. They've got criticism, objections upon objections. We tell him, Hazrat, this is bid'at. Even from the institution that he qualified from, the ulama was saying, well, Ilyasab has become a Diobundi bid'ati. Initiated something new. This is, what is this about now? Sending men in the path of Allah. Where did this came from, the seerat? So even they branded him. So ulama had so much of ishkal, so much of objection. Then you can imagine now when he took out the first Masturat Jamaat. The main Jamaat, there was so much opposition. Then he took out the, and when he decided to take out the Masturat Jamaat also, Qari Dawood Sahib Mewati Rahmatullahi, he told us the Karguzari, when he met him in Nizamuddin, he was over 90 years old. And when Ilyas Sahib had made his first nikah and his second nikah also. So Qari Dawood Sahib told us, that when Ilyas Sahib told me, one day he came out from the room, he said, Qari Dawood, I think you'll take out a Masturat Jamaat. I said, what's a Masturat Jamaat? The men are going out. Now we'll tell them to take the women also in the path of Allah. He said, Hazrat, already now fatwas are flying around. Things are just settling down right now. Now you need to take ladies out. He said, when I asked my son, Mullah Muhammad Yusuf Sahib, the time his son, who became the second Amir of Tabligh, wasn't in the effort. He was in kitabs only, writing kitabs. Haidu Sahaba, he wrote. Many of the kitabs he wrote also. He said, when I asked Muhammad Yusuf, tell him we think of Masturat Jamaat. So Qari Dawood said, you know, this will be a war over here now. Because he's academic. So he said, I went upstairs, entered the room. When Yusuf Sahib was studying some kitabs, he said, Abba Jahan sent me. He said, I must tell you that he's preparing a Masturat Jamaat. Bilkul na jaiz. Absolutely impermissible. How can you send ladies out? Go and tell him you can't. From Sirat and Hadith and Quran, you can't take ladies out. He said, how will Hazrat do that? He said, I went downstairs. He said, what Muhammad Yusuf said? He said, Hazrat, bilkul na jaiz. He said, oh, my dear sir, what upset. He took his danda, his big stick. He went upstairs. He said, I ran behind him. Yeah, something's going to happen. Entered the room and he says, and he had this one, Muhammad Yusuf, this was ilhami. Allah Ta'ala put in his heart. He said, only you know Hadith and Quran Sharif. We also know. Are we going to take out this Jamaat? He turned around to Qari Dawood. You're going to take this Jamaat out. He said, I said, oh, fatwa is going to come against me now. So he took out the first Masturat Jamaat, the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It was in those days. So, when Ilyas ibn Rahmatullah, they can involve in all this. Yes, it was against Hadith and Quran Sharif. What wisdom behind that, what he had in his mind, Allah Ta'ala instilled in him. It was moving on a different level now. Because the whole effort of Dawah and Tabligh also was after when Ilyas Sahib was a broken person. When he went to Mewat, trying to explain to the people, come back to Deen. There too they clouted him, they hit him. Famous incident. Those were tough men, they were farmers. Or beske piche, all day behind the buffalo. And they used to wear the lungi tied up like a diaper. So whole satar open. Tie a turban like a Hindu on the head. And behind the buffalo the entire day. So one incident is mentioned where he went behind that farmer. Baisa Batsuno. Bai, listen to me. Just give me 1 minute. Listen to me. Allah say what I am. Listen to me. He got irritated and he gave one clout. People are tall people. Hazaji was very thin, very frail. Had a stutter on his tongue also, couldn't speak fluently. So he gave him one slap and he fell down. Hazaji fell down. When he fell down, obviously he was hurt. But when he looked up at this Mewati, he asked him, before he could say anything, he asked Mewati, but you got hurt? How's your hand? He said, you're a madman. What do you want? Then he gave him the whole da'wat. So we can imagine now what he... That didn't bother him also, I got a clout. Then too, he still had to convey to him, there was a fikr. And he tried so many ways. He used to pay them to come to Markaz. He used to pay them to read namaz also. He used to pay them to sit in the maktab and learn Surah Fatiha. So they would take the money and run away. Till finally he was broken. Ya Allah, what's going to happen to the ummah now? Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali was much senior, about 20 years elder than him. He was in Thanabon. When Ilyas Sahib was here in Nizamuddin. which is like a suburb of Delhi. Then he went for the Hajj, and he came to Madinat al-Munawwara, and then he went to the Rawda Sharifa. And that time he could go inside, there was a way that he could go inside. And he came as a broken man. This, the Ummat now is, so to say, beyond repairs. Who is going to get to the Ummat on a global level? On a global level, who is going to do it right now? How are you going to change the entire color of the world right now? That is when he went to Rawda Mubarak. And there he cried and he cried and he cried. When he came out, he was smiling. Actually, he went to make hijrat, to stay away there. I'm not coming back to India now. But when he came back, when he came out from the Rawda Mubarak, he was smiling. By then already, he got mashwara from there that Allah Ta'ala will take work from you. Something is going to happen. Something is going to happen, and he got the instructions already how to start it. So it was ilhami from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then he returned to India, and he started the entire effort. Long kar guzari, where everybody lost hope. And then he made the first jamaat, and he sent them to, not to Thana Bhavan. Thana Bhavan is the Thani was there. Had a khanka running. Everybody was coming to Thana Bhavan. So he told his jamaat that you'll go to the neighboring village. And simple Mewatis. Mewatis were like, what do you say, the lowest of the low people of India at that time. Like they would celebrate Diwali, Hindu customs, and everything was mixed. Hinduism, Islam, and Sikh culture, and everything were mixed people completely. So how are you going to explain to them? And they're uneducated, they're farmers. So you can't even reason with them. Like one Mewati, Hazratji gave him da'wah for 3 hours. 3 hours da'wah he gave him. Allah does, money can't do anything, money can't give you success, money can't buy anything, Allah's hukam, 3 hours. He gave him da'wat, they told him, you're ready for 4 months now, Allah will take you out. He said, I'm not ready, I don't have money. He said, bhai, I'm telling you for 3 hours. Abhi nahi samjhe. He didn't understand, couldn't get to them, just couldn't get to them. So he sent the jamaat to the neighboring town, to a masjid there. And because he knew the trustees of this masjid were better than Thani Rahmatullah Ali. It's something new. So they came and they put up in the masjid, and they were simple people. They would pass the day eating the dry chana. What do you call chana? Chickpea. They used to have chickpeas and a little bit of water. They were tough people and they could live like that. Dry roti. Right? Or they cook some magni dar or dar. They were the people who think now they came for collection. Oh, they came to eat, but they had their own thing set up already. So by evening, those two trustees that were better was the Talmi Rahmatullah, they came. This was the Jamaat met them. Now they're skeptical now. What they want now? They came for collection. They're going to put up camp over here. Then they're going to start asking people for money. But they heard now that they were like Ilyas's Jamaat. So they sat with them. They heard them talking. They bayan, the da'wah, they gushed. So the next day when they went to Thana Bhavan, they told us the Talmi Rahmatullah, that one, well, Ilyas's Jamaat is in our masjid there. So they look like good people, they're doing good things, they're making ta'aleem, and they're meeting the people, talking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Simple, their food is simple, nothing fancy. So Tamir said, okay. So Ilyas told them that these two sastis will come, they'll give the car wuzari to Tanmi, and Tanmi will give you al-da'wat. Accept the da'wat. Accept da'wat and go. So Tanmi gave the da'wat also. So they accepted the da'wat. It was for lunch, I think. So they went. So Tanmi hosted them, but he didn't eat with them. He had the khadims to host them. And one of Zafar Ahmed Osmani, Ghaliban, it was him that was there. So he sat with them to see. And he was a great alim also, very ilmi, very academic. To see now what they're talking. Talking right things, all upside down things, without proof, without dalil. But they're talking simple things. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Simple da'wat, first kalima. So anyways, he said, stay here for the day. In the khanka, masjid is there also. So when the time for Gush came, so they went to behind the khanka, there was a taxi rank there. Taxi rank meaning this tuk-tuk. Tuk-tuk, and that time was horse and ox and all these things. So they went there. So the Jamaat went there. So they got all the taxi drivers together. And India, Pakistan, till today also some places, the da'wat is very different. Like how, not like how we give da'wat, passive da'wat. The da'wat is very straight. Like when we went also 1 year Jamaat, then we sat in the bus or the train. We meet an old man, 80 years old. So they say he must give full da'wat and straight da'wat. Assalamu alaikum. Adi sahab kaisi tabiat. Khairiyat se hai. Kalima paro. Same thing, kalima paro. Read your kalima. Then they look down. Mujahideen, I don't know my kalima. That time the kalima was mixed also. La ilaha illillah. Muhammad Pak Rasulillah. That was their kalima. So to get the kalima right on the tongue took them a lot of time. So that used to be said, just by kalima paro, kalima paro, kalima. Don't know. Who left the riding bicycles or the ox wagon, etc.? So giving the da'wat. So Mawlana Zafar Sahab was there with them. And this is right behind the khanka. And all these are Muslims. Ahmed, Musa, Suleiman, Imran, Isa. He said, I don't know kalima, I don't know. He got a shock of his life. Ya Allah. Right behind the khanka. He was writing tafsir in the khanka. And we're doing a commentary of Hadith Sharif. We're writing fiqh kitabs here. And he had the khanka. All Muslim brothers don't know kalima. He was very affected. So after Maghrib was the main bayan, they got them together, whatever it was. So one of the Mewati Satis was giving the bayan. So he gave a short bayan. So after the bayan was coming to the end, so Mawlana Zafar Sahib stood up, said, can I say a few words, please? He got very affected by the gush. And he started speaking right till Isha. Then he gave us the time in the Kar Guzari. Hazrat, we went for gush and they met the brothers and they don't know kalima. How are we sitting here in the khanka? We have to go meet these brothers. Then, as the time we heard this, Rahmatullah Alayhi, then he made that famous statement of his, ke Ilyas ne Yas ko aase badal diya. Ilyas ne Yas ko aase badal diya. Holding rhymes. That Ilyas has changed my hopelessness into hope. I lost hope in the Ummat. From this khanka away, I'm going to get to everybody. Ilyas has changed my hopelessness into hope. Something will happen now. So Shaykhul Hadith will say, when Ilyas Sahib, to the effort of da'wat and tabligh, he changed the color of the world. Globally it went. Some places now, they got there beyond this point in China. Beyond this point, Fazal Amal is prohibited. You can't take this kitab. It's a threat to them. So how the entire color of the world changed, Allah Ta'ala accepted. Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. So don't take to criticism, as Hazrat says, your life is going to get wasted just now trying to explain. So when Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah, people came with objections, came with heavy objections. So you tell them, no problem, I'll answer all your objections. Just spend 3 days with this Jamaat. Just go 3 days with this Jamaat. Alright. When the person came back after 3 days, Hazratji called him, he said, bhai, let's sit. He said, no objections now. He said, what happened? He said, no, I saw now, tasted the pudding. I thought now, you know what, how much you spend, now I understand why it was so expensive. Now I understand what this effort is about. No objection now. So many satis came like that. They went to the path of Allah, came back, no objection. So a person gets now entangled in this. It all is objection, they're trying to answer them. Yes, the ulama that are responsible for this, they will give the answers on that level, etc. But we don't get involved. Why we don't get involved? Because it mustn't be there's something that he might say, I planted the seed of doubt in my heart. Hey, but that's a point also. I didn't think of that. You're right. Hey, maybe it's not the right place for me to be. So therefore we don't get... Maybe we got our maqsood, we got our goal, we move that way. This was the last point. If the sheikh is assailed, is overtaken by some anxiety, or is involved in some difference, the murid should not be affected, thereby in the form of doubt in the perfection of the sheikh. Now sometimes the sheikh might have some depression. Oh, he got very sick. Now he collapsed. He said, but hey, it's supposed to be Allah wa'ala, amen. Allah wa'ala is now, how come they're going through all of this? You know, you should be having a good life. It's not like that. Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned, Ashadul bala'i al-anbiya, thumma al-amthal fal-amthal. Those that will be afflicted with the worst calamities of the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Then those that are similar to them and those that are similar to them. They'll be tested even more. They'll be tested even more. Now you think, but you know, it's supposed to be. Now how come he's getting so sick often? Now he's forgetting sometime. Or this is happening to him. Or that is happening to him. So we think now to be holy of Allah, you mustn't get sick. And then mustn't happen. Dunya is a place of tests. Because they settle against wilayat. And all our kabir we find towards the end, sicknesses. As a Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in the wheelchair, how many years? 30, 40 years that he was in the wheelchair. Now he's a Qutub of the time. Qutub. Qaf, Ta, Ba. Qutub. Qutb is the title given to the Amir of the Abdals. So this is called Qutb al-Aqtab. He is the Qutb, the leader of all the Aqtab of the Abdals. That Allah Ta'ala puts in the tongues of the people. But where his life came out? In the wheelchair. In the wheelchair, and that too, Malik Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned, Rahmatullah, in Saharanpur, it would be freezing cold in UP. 4 months of ice cold weather. It was impossible for the Sheikh to take even a bath, because it was bucket bath. And now to get him out of that wheelchair was hefty. To put him now on a stool, that time was all wooden stool. It wasn't like our facilities. Then to get the garam pani, then to give him, it's freezing cold. It's like an open area also. So for 4 months now, he just wipe himself. But Mahesh Sahib mentioned that we used to actually fight to get Hazrat Sheikh off the wheelchair. So our hand used to go under his armpit. Because when he used to remove our hand, the entire hand should be full with the fragrance of musk. Had a national scent. So the barakat of Durood Sharif. Barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala changed the fragrance of his perspiration also, became like that of Rasulullah. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has a beautiful scent to it. So, look at his condition. But then to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made him the Qutb al-Aqtab, the Amir of all the Abdals. So, this will happen. So they say sometimes anxiety, the Shaykh. Like in a depression, he said, "Now depression is an illness. Now how come the Sheikh got depression also? Now what fikr they carrying? What's happening to them? What they are carrying in their mind, in their head? Right? Sometimes they can't overcome it. But the kamal, the perfection is, despite all his conditions, they're still moving towards Allah Tabarak wa Taala. He's just sitting, like one of in Fazal Amal, the Sheikh mentions about that one murid. He overcame with hal, condition. And for a long period of time, he stopped eating, stopped living in the house also, not leaving the home. So when they report him to the Sheikh, he says, "Oh, what's the problem? But is he going for Salah or Jamaat?" He said, "He's going for Salah or Jamaat." Then it's okay. He can sit whole day at home, not eating, or not, as long as he's going for Salah or Jamaat. Not eating Salah at home. Then he's okay, he's safe. So see how the doctors of the heart they were. He'll get through it. Because he's still connected. What's the maqsood, servitude, abdiyat, that alhamdulillah is fulfilling. Although with this condition of his right now, but he's still fulfilling the objective of his life. So the murid should not be affected thereby in the form of doubt, in the perfection of the Shaykh, that how come now he's going through all of this? But this will be a source of the murid's destruction. He will make dua, that all his marahil and all his Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, and for some time, wahi wasn't coming. Right, because there was a puppy in his room, Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam couldn't enter the room. Oh, the other incident where he didn't say inshallah, it was a lesson for the ummah. Right, and when he stopped coming, what he went through that time, ya Allah, what happened? Went through like a depression, how come wahi has stopped? Then the whole ayat came, وَلَا تَقُولَنَا لَيْشَيْنِ إِنِّي فَاعِنُوا ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَيَّ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. That don't mention anything that you will do tomorrow without saying inshallah. Always say, inshallah. So he didn't say inshallah, so wahi stopped. Because he didn't say inshallah. So these mara'il and these instances and stations will come in the life of a murid of a sheikh. They shouldn't lose hope that now what is happening? That how come the sheikh has become like this? So maybe something is wrong with him. But these are different types of conditions that will come upon a person. Because together with that, remember, the mashayikh are also insan. They're also humans. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we hear about him, such a strong Nabi of Allah he was. But when Allah Ta'ala told him, throw the stick, and he turned into a serpent, what he did? Wallah mudbiran. He turned around and he ran for his life. Walam yu'aqib, he didn't even come back, he didn't look back also. They say, what a strong Nabi. If we don't understand, right, what we'll say? He don't have iman yaqeen upon Allah. He got iman yaqeen, he won't fear anything. That's what we thought now. So how come he ran? Although he's a Nabi of Allah, he ran. Walam yu'aqib. Quran says he didn't even reverse, he didn't come back, he didn't look back also. So my first Syrian say he was insan also. It was natural human fear. Natural human fear that you see a serpent, you're going to run. Right? Then Allah Ta'ala told him, no, go back Musa. Now khudha wa la takhaf. That catch it and don't fear. You will return it to the original form as a staff, as a stick. So then Allah Ta'ala made his tarbiyat. See, this was a marhala, and this was a station of tarbiyat for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that yaqeen now came. that what you're seeing is not reality, I'll make it what I want. The Hazrat says when he went to the Red Sea and Fir'aun was behind him, right, and the sea was there, so what will be the logical thing? Musa make dua, Allah Ta'ala send a ship for you. What Allah Ta'ala said, hit the ocean. Oh. You tell somebody, but hit the ocean. You say, what are you talking? What is Allah Ta'ala gave the command. Against my logic, just do it. Fulfill the command and Allah will do it. And Allah Ta'ala opened the oceans up for him. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.